It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So snow, huh? I've
seen freezing rain or something. I don't know what the hell's going on there. It looks like snow.
That looks like snow, straight snow.
Had freezing rain this morning.
Yep. It's in the forecast, my friend. Snow is in the forecast, which you'll grant snow over freezing rain, right?
Yes, 100%.
Kang, you hate it all.
Yep. Looked outside and said, congratulations, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're happy.
Well, is it better than freezing rain?
Yeah, it is better than freezing rain.
We have middle ground then. We have middle ground. So there is that. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson. Talking some Tigers. We open the show talking Red Wings. Well, that game last night was somewhat unsatisfactory. We had some Piston talk mixed in. Is there a path to Giannis? Probably not. That makes sense. But the Michael Porter Jr. talk is starting to get more and more reporting all the time. And the Pistons seem to be deeply involved in that. Lions ownership sends out a letter that is a variety of responses to what they think that letter really means. Somebody interpreted it as, and we didn't get a chance to kind of, because we were up against a hard break. Comment in the card said he thought it was a little bit of a shot at Brad Holmes. In reality, I think the disappointment stems back to Holmes with an understanding that it was a swing and a miss. You know, I'm a huge Brad Holmes fan, but Pobody's nerfed. And he is included. And, you know, this was a step back. I think he is another missed playoff, in reality, at least another missed playoff year from being on the hot seat. I don't know if he's on notice either, but when we heard him speak, I think he knows they got to bounce back. And I did not read that as a shot at Brad Holmes, that letter, or slight shot at Brad Holmes. But if I were Brad Holmes, I'd be like, all right, but maybe I get a little bit more aggressive this offseason.
Well, I mean, I think this falls in line with what, you know, Martha Ford said in a statement years ago, right? That whatever they hit 9-7 wasn't good enough. And it was unfortunate that, you know, the team had a pretty good coach in Jim Caldwell, but it was almost mediocre and it wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they set the bar higher. And now this group, what they've done the last 3 years, has definitely set the bar higher. And what she said in that statement, I think it reinforces that. There is a high bar here, and you got to live up to it. This year clearly didn't. We don't need to make drastic changes, but changes have to come.
Yep.
And this team needs to get better quickly.
248-539-9797. The offseason is underway, and if people tuning in hoping for news on Mike McDaniel, there is none other than the latest update interviewed with Tennessee today. I don't think of this as a kick in the nether regions if they don't get him. There's other good candidates out there. I think it's just a home run opportunity that was never real if they don't get him. I mean, the only way it's a kick in the nether regions is if he takes an offensive coordinator job somewhere else. Then I'll feel like, ooh, the organization missed on this. Either they didn't offer him enough money or their plan didn't mesh with his plan.
Does this make things interesting? This came out from Adam Schefter. Report, if the Packers and Matt LaFleur fail to agree on a new extension, there's a possibility that teams contact Green Bay about a potential trade, per Adam Schefter.
I don't know if I were an organization, I would ever trade for a coach.
Did you trade for Mike Tomlin?
That might have been different. I guess I would.
Because I think that's a thing.
You just put it in Doug terms and you win. But I don't like it.
I wouldn't trade for LaFleur, but
yeah, I don't like it because you're basically saying you're trading for a coach and you're giving up resources that would help the coach. You're already kind of putting him behind the eight ball. And it feels to me like you shouldn't have to do that.
Well, if you think the coach is a difference maker, then you would go ahead and do something. Like I said, Tomlin, I think there'd be some teams be willing to give Pittsburgh some draft capital to get Mike Tomlin to coach their team. Although it seems like Mike Tomlin is very well willing to, he's stepping down for a reason. He wants to take at least a year off and maybe he's done coaching.
Yeah. Kang, what do you make of that report with LaFleur?
Interesting. I think the coaching cycle this year is one of the most interesting coaching cycles that we can remember. And I don't think it's just recency bias. I mean, like a third of the teams in the league need coaches, right?
Yep.
Which is crazy. And one of those coaches, unfortunately, I know I'm skipping away from LaFleur a little bit because you just mentioned the Mike McDaniel thing, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Mike McDaniel or anything, but from the outside looking in, it looked like he might need a year or two more of seasoning to become the best head coach he can be. But with so many job opportunities available and him, if he really wants to be head coach, it looks like he is going to get one of these jobs. It's hard not to believe he's not going to get one of these jobs. But I really would think that if I was talking to him, and I'm curious what you guys think, do you think the Lions were selling Mike McDaniel or Mike McDaniel was selling himself to the Lions? Because I would be selling myself to Mike McDaniel saying, listen, man, look at this offense we have here. The pieces we have. You respect me, I'm assuming, if it's Dan Campbell talking to him. See how things we run here. See how the culture we've set here. And maybe he can take that with him for his next job. The thing is, you don't know in a year or two what jobs are available. So I would understand if he didn't take the OC job, took a head coaching job. But I would really think about it, man. Learning your skill set, becoming a successful second stint in this league.
I think it's an interesting way of putting it. I think the Lions do have a sales pitch to offer. And I think that's probably the way to go is that you find the guys you really like, make that pitch to them. Make that pitch. Show them that you want them.
All right, I'm going to give you another variable we haven't talked about, but maybe we should. 9 jobs open. Do you think anybody's going to land Kurt Cignetti? Do you think an NFL team is going to make a real run at Kurt Cignetti? Which means they probably put up outfielders already.
I don't think it happens, but I'm not going to be surprised if it does.
College lifer, but the kind of money you can make in the NFL, last job for him.
Well, the money he's making in Indiana is pretty sick.
Yeah, but you'd have to make it. You'd think of what you'd have to do to get him to leave Indiana. Okay, I'm going to put out another one. Ryan.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Day. Do you think any team's making a run at Ryan Day?
No. Ryan Day is an OC. I think that teams would be, you know, lining up to interview him for an OC job, for a head coach job, I'm not sure.
He would never leave Ohio State to be an OC in the NFL.
No, I don't think he would unless he gets... I think Ryan Day would have a job as a head coach in college football if he were fired tomorrow by OSU.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, will an NFL team, to get Ryan Day the OC, offer Ryan Day the head coaching job?
No, I don't think they'd
offer
him a head coaching job.
Okay. Steve Sarkisian at
Texas. Might have a better chance, though, because he's younger. Sarkisian?
I could see it. I could see Sarkisian leaving Texas. I mean, he's been in the NFL.
Not just yet.
Okay.
He's got more to prove.
Bill Belichick.
Would an NFL team go back after Bill Belichick? I mean, Pete Carroll was hired back.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.